Sport on Sunday. This is Radio Yorkshire.
Yeah, welcome once again to the highlights of Sunday lunchtimes here on Radio Yorkshire. It is Sport on Sunday. Good afternoon, Richard Schreiter here to guide you through whatever's been going on in the world of sport. And as ever, we start with this morning's map pages, which focus on a dramatic, it says here, penultimate night of the World Athletics Championships in London. The Sunday Express says there was bitter disappointment for Mo Farah. Sir Mo, come on. And Usain Bolt as they failed to win their final races before retiring from the track. The Sunday Telegraph says there was despair for Sir Mo. Oh, I'd have called him Sir Mo. And agony for Bolt. Britain's 4x100 metres relay team provided the ecstasy by winning gold. I won't use the phrase provided ecstasy in a story about athletics. You're not going to get people to get the wrong impression. The Observer, more on that in a minute, says Bolt's Jamaica teammate, Johan Blake, blamed a crazy delay for his injury in the event. He only has to run 100 metres. I don't know, you know, but he did look like he wasn't going to win. You know, sometimes you see sportsmen who get injuries when they're not winning. And you think, oh, fair enough. at this juncture, before we get on to the rest of the day's sport, which you'll be disappointed to hear, by the way, doesn't include lots of Huddersfield Town stuff. I was watching The Athletics last night because I was trying to do something on my computer and it's old and it's very slow and it takes forever to do. So as I'm getting wound up by that, I'm getting more and more wound up by the telly. First of all, because it wasn't the World Athletics Championships were not on BBC One last night. It was the Mo Farah and Usain Bolt retirement party, because that's all they talked about. In the, what's it, 13 and a half minutes, the 5,000 metres takes. About 13 minutes of that was taken up by Steve Cram and Brendan Foster eulogising over to Mo Farah, which is fair enough, but do it after the race, lads. Steve Cram, as he's talking about Farah after the event, and we heard Mo in the news there, didn't we, talk about the press and the stories about what they allege he does and what he says and what the testers say as well, say he hasn't done. And of course, Mo Farah, as he claims, is a clean athlete and is a clean athlete. And Steve Cram's there after the race saying, all this innuendo, all this speculation, it's disgraceful. And, well, words to that effect. I'm thinking, hang on a minute. This is Steve Cram. I don't usually call out commentators and broadcasters on air because, you know, I am in this job. I think he's dreadful because he just turns into a cheerleader. And the problem I've got with him really is, you go back to London 2012. I remember this distinctly because I was watching one of the races. And throughout, he was pretty much saying, that fella who's winning, he's on the drugs, because he was saying throughout, he's improved amazingly in the last year or so. He's come from nowhere to win this gold medal. And you think, well, hang on. How come you're allowed to do that against a foreign athlete, but if anyone says that against someone British, rightly or wrongly, then that's a bad thing? You can't have it both ways. It's the complete hypocrisy of the commentary. And having looked into the record of the athlete, I'm not going to name, because why should I name someone who's been found not guilty of anything? His times have actually got better since he won that gold medal. Didn't win the gold medal last time, but in another event, his times have improved. So it's like horses. They naturally improve over time. I don't know. I just find it a bit hypocritical that the commentary is slagging off people for doing the same thing that he does all the time. But of course, as we know, it's only the foreigners who get involved in the drugs. Then it turned into like this whole Usain Bolt loving. Athletics has got a problem now, hasn't it? Because their big marketable star is finished. And who have they got left? No one. You know, watch the World Athletics Championships. Who are the famous people left? Well, they're bullying up the high jump competition on the BBC because Katarina Johnson, Thompson and Morgan Lake are involved. But as soon as neither of them can get a medal, well, we'll go and talk about something else. Now, they hardly showed the javelin because no one's British involved. But there's no stars there. They need a new 100-metre runner. Wait, could be Justin Gatlin. He's the world champion. Ah, not allowed to. Pick the crowd booing the Americans when they came out. Deary me. In the Valley of the Blind, the one-eyed man is king, isn't he? Anyway, that's the Athletics. It finishes today. When I say that's the Athletics, I did enjoy, I think it was some quote coming out this week Because Britain have been rubbish, haven't we? We've only won one gold medal until yesterday, which was Mo Farah's gold in the 10,000 metres. And by the way, why do we need all these long-distance races? They're boring. They go on forever. Put some more obstacles in. Wait, do the sack race. So we've only won one gold medal, which was corn-fired Mo Farah up until, well, yesterday, when they got another couple of silvers and the gold, of course. Well done to the relay teams. Which seemed to got missed in the thing. It's like, oh, we've won the relay gold and we've won the relay silver, but hey, this fella's retiring. Do that later. Celebrate what's happening now, the future, not the past. There was a quote saying, don't judge us on our medals. Oh, no, don't judge. We've only won one, but don't judge us on that, no. Well, hang on. At the Olympics, it's all like, yeah, we're top of the medal state. Well, yeah, we're stuffing Australia, yeah. You can't have it both ways. That is the Athletic step. There's also plenty of football in the papers, it says here, with the Sunday Mirror claiming Chelsea boss Antonio Conte is facing an early season crisis. Yes, everybody, Crisis Club Chelsea, as they're now called, after they lost 3-2 to Burnley. They have two men sent off. What was going wrong with the football yesterday, by the way? Two men sent off at Chelsea, three men sent off for Motherwell. I think they were trying to do the old Battle of Bramall Lane where the Blades went down to seven men and the match got abandoned and Gary Megson got really upset. So anyway, Chelsea are in crisis, everybody. I don't know. The Mail on Sunday says the Italian has been named as favourite to be the first manager to lose his job despite leading them to the title in their last campaign, which not as if that hasn't happened before down at Stamford Bridge, has it? The Sun says he faces more difficulty with Diego Costa. You remember him? As he's set to find a striker £300,000 for missing pre-season. Elsewhere, the Sunday People says Wayne Rooney marked his Premier League return to Everton in style by scoring a goal against Stoke against Goodison Park. I was watching this yesterday afternoon and I hadn't seen who scored. And I bet it's him. And it was him. Didn't have any money on it. Didn't have money on Leeds. Yeah, cheers, lads. Last leg of an acca. Over 2.5 goals at Queen's Park. Older shot to beat Geisley. Apologies, Geisley fans. And Leeds. Cheers, Leeds. Elsewhere, the Sunday Times has an interview with England cricket captain Joe Root, who claims he needs to learn how not to react to being wound up by comments about his team ahead of the trip to Australia this winter for the Ashes. So, do they have walkabouts in Australia? I know this sounds like a strange question, but do they? As long as he doesn't meet David Warner, everything should be okay. Those are this morning's back pages. And in effect, there wasn't really much in them, but still managed to spin that out for a good 6 or 7 minutes.